The day began for Bartimaeus like any other day, in darkness. He felt the sun beginning to warm the room, and so he knew that another day had come. He heard the world waking up around him. And so he made his careful way to his customary place by the side of the road. He settled in for another day of humiliation, another day calling out for people, out to help, to people who passed him by without really seeing him. If they looked his way at all, they didn't see a neighbor or even really a man. They just saw another ragged beggar. It had started out like any other day, but this morning, the sounds of the world were different. He heard an excited buzz. He listened, and everyone was murmuring, "Jesus of Nazareth is in town. Jesus is here. He's coming this way." He'd heard about Jesus. He'd heard about his miracles. He listened to what people said about his teaching, and he wondered, was this the Messiah, the long-promised Son of God? Was this the one who was going to come and kick out the Romans and give them some peace? Maybe Jesus could do something for him. And then he heard the crowd crying out, "He's here! He's here! He's right here!" And Bartimaeus thought, "Oh, why not?" And he yelled out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" But everyone around him said, "Be quiet! Shut up! Get out of the way! You don't belong here. Get over there to the side of the road where you belong." But he persisted, waving his hands, crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" Then from a distance, he heard a voice saying, "Call him here!" And then an echo from the crowd. "Hey, you, come over here. He's calling you." Nobody helped him locate Jesus in the crowd. He had to find his own way. But he forgot his usual caution. He leapt up, threw off his cloak, put out his arms, and he felt his way through the darkness. He felt as if he had spent his entire life stumbling toward this moment, feeling his way toward Jesus. And out of the darkness, a voice said, "What do you want me to do for you?" For the first time in his life, he felt seen. He answered, "My teacher, that I may see again." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has made you whole." And almost before Jesus finished speaking, he could see. The very first thing he saw was Jesus' face. Jesus' eyes were full of compassion. And Bartimaeus looked. He saw more than a king. He saw mercy and love, and forgiveness, and hope, and a new beginning. He saw the face of God. In that moment, he made a clear-eyed decision. He needed to see more of Jesus. And so he followed him on the way. Peter and James and John and the whole crowd of disciples watched the scene unfold before them. Once again, they were awestruck by Jesus' power to heal. They looked at Jesus. Their vision was blurred. They looked at him and they saw various things. They saw a way out of Galilee. They saw a chance for a new life for them and their families. They saw a break from their usual business of being fishermen and businessmen. They mostly saw reflections of their own desires. And they knew that they wanted to be like Jesus. They wanted to have what he had. They watched as Bartimaeus joined them on their walk toward Jerusalem. And they couldn't know what lay ahead of them, though sometimes their fears whispered something about it to them. But as they followed Jesus on his journey toward death, soon they too would learn their need for mercy. Soon their eyes would be opened, and they would look at Jesus and see not a king, but the living truth of God's love. They would look at Jesus and see the suffering servant and the resurrected Christ. They would look at Jesus and see the face of God. What do you see? Do you see the face of Christ in the beggar by the side of the road? In the homeless people in our community who are out in the wind and in the rain this day? Do you see Christ there? What do you see? Do you look at Jesus and see a person defined by the doctrines of the church? A person with whom you feel no real connection? Someone who maybe lived 2,000 years ago, but who feels distant and irrelevant? What do you see? Do you look around you and see a world in which you don't particularly feel important or loved or needed? In which there may be a creator, but you're not sure whether you matter to that creator at all? What do you see? Do you think you fully know who Jesus is? Do you think that you understand? That you know all you need to know? Have you heard the voice of love calling to you? Are you feeling your way toward it through the dark? Do you know your need for mercy? I think we all need a little mercy now. Let's follow Jesus on the way. Let's learn the meaning of mercy. Let's let Jesus open our eyes. Amen.